Good evening. We're doing the Avat Chesed. We'll dedicate our learning to Sar Chai Bat Dania Kohen. We've been learning the Chafetz Chaim's footnote, and the Chafetz Chaim had pointed out that there are three things a person should think about, and that'll help him develop, and it'll help him do tshuva. And the three points were a person should think like now's the time. Now's the time to do it. The second point was, this is all I have to do right now. And the third point was that he alone is the one that has to get the job done. God's counting on him. And now the Chafetz Chaim says, V'ata b'chol zeh neve'er hitev b'ezrat Hashem ha'midrash hanal. Now we could explain the aforementioned medrash with these concepts. The Chavanat HaKatuv, because when the verse says Ve'ata Yisrael, and now Israel, so the Midrash had said that the word now is indicative of the concept of Teshuvah. And the Chafetz Chaim had questioned, how do you see the concept of Teshuvah from the simple word now? The Pasuk says, now Israel, what does God want of you? I want you to lead lives that are, etc., as Moshe Rabbeinu says over there in the Torah. And the Midrash seems to say that the mere word of ve'ata, and now, that word is indicative of tshuva. So he says that the pasuk is actually coming to warn us, hu la'azhir ha'adam, shelo yilech achar ta'ut ha'yetzer. He shouldn't go after the misguidance of his desires, shematchelo alimud ve'itbonnut b'kiyum ha'torah ad zman machar. The yetzer always tells us, you'll get it tomorrow. You'll get it next year. The parasha comes around next year, you know. So you won't catch it this year, you'll catch it next year. And that's why the pasuk comes and tells us, V'ata Yisrael ma Hashem Elokecha shoel mimach. And now Israel, what does God want of you? V'ata daika. The pasuk is stressing, and now Israel, what does God want of you? Not tomorrow. Now. Hainu shebechol et yachshov, meaning at every point a person is supposed to think, ma Hashem Yitbarach shoel mito ata. What does God want of me now? Meaning, we sometimes think of the accomplishment. So the mitzvah, we'll get the mitzvah done. A person has to ask himself, well, what does Hashem want me to do this moment? And really, this is a tremendous concept, says the Chafetz Chaim, and it's applicable to a person throughout the days of his life. Lemashal, for example, kshekam beboker hashkem, a person wakes up early. A guy is thinking, I'm up early. I could go and get a head start on the work I have to get done today. Or I'll go to shul and daven. What should I do now that I'm up early? Shayach al ze ma she'amar ha'katuv. About this, a person could apply the verse, V'ata Yisrael ma Hashem lokecha shoel mimach. What now is Israel, what does Hashem want of you? Bevadai shoel mimach she'ilech leitpalel ve'lo yasok v'chefzo mikodem. Undoubtedly, what Hashem wants of a person is to pray first and then deal with his own desires. As our sages taught us, after a person davens, so he asks himself, okay, what do I do now? We're always in a rush. You notice life is always, we're on the fast lane. We've got to check out our SMSs, we got to check out our Facebook, we got to check out our emails. We have a million things we got to do now. But learning Torah isn't on that list somehow. The mitzvah says, hey, that can wait, I'll get there. I'll get to the base medrash. Let me just check my emails, right? A person really has to ask himself, what does Hashem want me to do now, at this moment? A guy finishes davening. Am I going to rush to breakfast, or am I going to take a minute to learn something? Undoubtedly, ideally, if a person can, it's preferable to learn something. Even one halacha, directly after praying, Siman Kana is the Shulchan Aruch writes in Simon 155. Unless a guy is weak, you know, he's feeling faint, he needs to have his breakfast. So, okay, go get your Tony's Frosted Flakes and put the tiger in you, and then get to your learning. Or maybe if you're in Machon Meir, and if you don't get there, one of the first 10, it's like Minyan, you're going to miss it all, right? So I don't know how the breakfast works here. But if a person can, it's preferable if a person learns. V'achar shlamad v'doresh ma la'asot od. And after a person learns, and then he asks himself, what am I going to do more now? Undoubtedly, Hashem wants a guy to eat a normal breakfast. See that? Chafetz Chaim. The tzaddik, Chafetz Chaim tells us, eat a good breakfast. As the verse says, "Nishmatim od nafshotechem," watch your lives. All too often we see guys who are focused on learning and they forget to take care of their health. So, we're supposed to take care of our health. Go ask Adam Ezekiel. He'll tell you all about it. You gotta eat. And after you've eaten, then you have a mitzvah to get some parnasa. Do something to make ends meet. As our sages taught us. A guy's going to finish his work for the day. He's going to ask himself, what do I do now? You guys ever have that? You sit in front of the internet and you ask yourself, what now? Then you have two choices. There are always a lot of things to click on. And there's always a base medrash to go to, safer to take out, or even better in most cases, a bed and a pillow to put your head on. Most of the time people are there at night and the mind is in that state where you don't want to think and you don't want to get up and go to sleep and inertia sets in and the mouse just moves on its own. You ever notice that? And suddenly the clock ticks and no, it's not 3 a.m. We've all been there, right? So, the key is to pause and remember this line in the Chafetz Chaim. Stop and tell yourself, okay, Hashem is in this room with me. What does He want me to do now? Now, v'ata, now, this moment, what does Hashem want of me? So after a person finishes work, he's going to ask himself, what do? Undoubtedly, what Hashem wants us to do, when you have a free moment, you've had your breaks during the day, go get more learning in. Kivan sheyesh lo pnai, because you have a free moment. Klal ha-davar, the rule is, inyan ve'ata, the concept of now, that Moshe tells the Jewish people, shayach la'adam b'chol rega mimei chayav, it's applicable at every moment of a person's life, u'lechol echad kefi inyanav, every person in accordance with what he's doing. V'zeu shekatuv shoel meimach, that's why the verse says, and now Israel, what is God asking of you? A person has to visualize that at any moment Hashem is asking him, now, what do I want of you? Go learn. And someone else, Hashem wants him to do the act of kindness he could do with this fellow man. Because sometimes God sends us a mitzvah which no one else could fulfill other than us. Yeah? You guys have heard that line lately. And when a person goes with this attitude, he'll find himself in the service of Hashem throughout his days in accordance with the Torah. And that's what the verse says in Mishle, when you walk, the Torah will guide you. How does the Torah guide us? If we stop and ask ourselves, well, what should I be doing now? What does God want me to do now? And if you want to know how you overcome improper desire, this is the way. When a person pauses and asks, well, what does Hashem want of me? And a person, this is one of the keys to tshuva, and this is one of the keys to feeling Hashem in our lives. When we lead our lives in a way that's in accordance with what we think Hashem wants us, how Hashem wants us to lead our lives. V'zeo kavanat ha-midrash anal, and says the Chafetz Chaim, and this is what the Efor Medrash means when it says, when the Medrash says that the key to tshuva is the word ve'ata, and now. The question a person always asks himself is now, because the Yetzer Hara is always telling us, you'll get it, there's still time. Okay? Another good thing, guys, if you're up at 1, 2 in the morning, call your parents. Put down the mouse, call your parents. Now, why is that such a good thing to do? Firstly, it's kibbut aveim. And secondly, I hope your parents are responsible enough that they'll tell you, go to bed.